you know, you've heard this expression a long time. You know, you're either hurt or you're injured. You know, which one is it? Obviously, if you're injured, you really can't play. If you're hurt, you can kind of grind through it and kind of see where you're at. I don't know what the story is with Lindor, but, I mean, you got to start wondering what's the option here in terms of maybe just giving him a little bit of time off his feet. I mean, he's in an 0-for-19 funk in his last 0-for-19. Hard. His last 15 days, he's batting .136. In the last 30 days, basically coinciding with the injury, hitting .190. Remember, get off to a good start. Now, a little deceiving because April was awesome, the exact opposite of what he usually does. But May was mid 250-ish, which is fine. He tailed down in June, and July has been an absolute disaster. Not even to morph into this. Hoff, I need your opinion. I just need an answer. I'm going to set this up. Maybe because it happened with David Wright. Maybe because we've had so many different Francisco Lindor conversations. Francisco Lindor retires today. Because think about the conversations we've had about Francisco Lindor, especially with me on this station and on the show. Lindor retires tonight. Mets retire his number?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, there's no chance they would do that.
Why?
Why would they?
Well, why wouldn't they? Is the question.
I don't think he's done enough.
You're saying today, but here's the thing. He's got at least seven more years.
I understand.
He's going to put up so many numbers that are just stupid. I mean, he's going to be the best shortstop ever to play the game for the Mets.
Yep.
He's going to have, again, you want to go down through just historically what the Mets are doing now. They're starting to highlight a lot of players.
Which is great.
Which
you
is fantastic.
What I said about the right stuff.
Lindor is no doubt going to have his number retired.
But again, I think I'm with you. I'm definitely with you on like the totality of his Mets career. A lot of baseball to go. I'm not turning this into
Currently, he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, yeah, I mean, either way. But I mean, think about this. I don't think, and again, you can't get separation from the reality of the fact that there's a lot of baseball to go. But I would ask myself, that's why I asked you. You're an actual Mets fan. Like, and I respect your opinion. I don't think he's done enough like now. I just wanted your first answer. Because he's in a real funk. I do think he's banged up. I do think the toe has obviously betrayed him here. He's obviously a whole hell of a lot better than this. And that's why I'm thinking maybe you sit him down for a couple of days. Because if you run him out there every day and it's just not Lindor, what are you really doing? Although I do respect his ability to grind and keep playing. But as great as he was, like last year was the great year for him. And we've had so many different discussions about his start to the Mets career. But I think there's two different answers. If he stepped away from the game today, the answer is no. For me. If, you know, as he continues to play, I think the answer becomes a definite yes. I'm just curious.
Can I ask you a question, though? Do you think that he's a Hall of Famer if he stepped away today?
If he stepped away today, I do want to take a quick look at one number here.
I'm pretty sure he's up there, or I think he should pass the most home runs.
My answer would be no.
I think he's the most home runs by a shortstop.
I did see that. He's got a ton. I mean, but here's the problem, Hoff. Again, if we're going to look at benchmarks and now this obviously includes the Guardians.
But yeah.
If you're looking at benchmarks, he's got 1,590 hits and 272. Not at 1,590. That's all I'm saying.
As a shortstop, he may be the best shortstop ever that we've ever seen universally. What he does speed-wise, power-wise, defensively, he may be the best shortstop we've ever seen, especially right now in today's game. So I understand that, like, he doesn't do enough for certain people, but to me, he's done everything that you could ask for more. I know maybe he hasn't won a World Series, but that doesn't define you as a Hall of Famer. And again, he's got so many more years to go, which is why he's a no doubt about it.
No, I was just thinking, well, first of all, I mean, again,
and which is the point of, too, why they would retire his number. How are you going to retire some? How are you going to send somebody to the Hall of Fame and not retire his number?
Well, if most of the production was done with a different team, that's the short answer. But again, I'm not trying to turn that into this. I'm really not. I just find it interesting because, you know, with the right stuff on the heels of that. Now, did you just say that he is the greatest shortstop ever? You didn't just say that.
Universally could be.
What do you mean universally?
Oh, defensively and offensively.
What?
Yeah.
Stop.
Speed-wise, power-wise.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
Come
we just
on,
talked
man.
About his home run power. I think he's the I'm pretty sure, if not, or he's going to pass
he
it
is.
Soon.
I saw that stat a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, a month ago.
What are we laughing at? Like,
there's other elements of the game than just power.
I totally understand that.
It's not the greatest shortstop. I mean, that's Looneyville.
As I said, universally, I'm going to fight back on you. Universally, he's the best shortstop ever.
Power-wise,
defensively, speed-wise. Elements of the games. I know he's not Ozzie Smith and playing like Ozzie Smith, but he has that element to the game.
Was he Robin Yount, who has 3,000 hits? Was he Derek Jeter? Again, or is it 312? He's got 3,500 hits. I mean, come on.
Don't talk to me about Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter was in an element. You want to talk about Derek Jeter? I'll tell you about Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter is the most overrated shortstop of all time.
What's that?
Derek Jeter is the most overrated shortstop of all time. And the reason why is because he's sitting there with a Yankees team where he was able to play 20 plus years surrounded by the best players of all time. Francisco Lindor, again, tell me the year that Derek Jeter was able to put up the speed numbers and the power numbers that Francisco Lindor did. Did he ever do that?
I am not going to compare Jeter and Lindor on the air.
I know you won't. I'll do this at a bar. But that's what we do here, don't we? We actually, we're at a bar.
You know
we're
what?
Actually hanging with the boys.
A bartender, may I have a...
How many more years left is Francisco Lindor's career?
Hold on, I got to get a drink if we're going to do this. Hold on, bartender, sir, may I have
a... What are we getting,
a whiskey? Johnny Black on the rocks, please. Okay. I might need a double if we're going to have an
extra I want an old-fashioned.
Is that your... Okay.
I'm going to have an old-fashioned.
We know Sal here, he'd be banging back his surfside. If Sal was here. All right, so... I will engage for a moment. Wow. You're right. It is what we do. Who the hell knows where the turns come? I think it's Looneyville. I just need you to pop up Lindor stats just for a minute. I will engage. I think this is honestly insane, but so insane that I actually do want to probe deeply into this. All right. So you asked me the year that Derek, you know, kind of either replicated with the speed, however you framed it. Now, just out of curiosity, let's start with a geeky number. What was Lindor's highest WAR in a single season?
Oh, yeah, that God, this is what you want to do. You want
listen,
WAR
right away?
Stat that was just created about 7 years ago?
No, it wasn't. Babe Ruth has WAR, man.
I know, but they're going back in history because they want to try to make it look good. All right, the highest WAR by Francisco
Just in a single season. Just out of curiosity, just a launching point here.
7.3,
and that was in 2018. Okay. So I've got it up, too. Just to make sure there's nothing misrepresented.
Oh,
and
my
eight.
God.
I'm just teasing. I'm just messing around. So Derek's high is 8. Now, what's the most bases that he ever stole?
Most bases he ever stole.
35?
31, 29.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jeter in 98, that was a good season, at the age of a young 24, hit 324 and stole 30 bases, huh?
Good for him. How many home runs he hit that year?
19. He batted first, dude.
But Lindor last year batted 19, and he had batted first last year and had 33 home runs.
Did he hit 324?
He batted 273, 29 stolen bases. Again, I'm talking about universal. Maybe you missed that part.
I don't know what you mean by universal. Why do you keep saying universal? What does that mean? All time?
All-encompassing numbers. It's not just about, like, I could say that Pete Alonso is the best power-hitting first baseman as a New York Met, right?
Yeah.
He's hitting home runs. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that what Lindor does overall, everything, he does everything well. So I think overall, he does everything better than any other shortstop. You can isolate certain shortstops and say, oh, this is the best defensive shortstop of all time. No doubt about it. Maybe Lindor doesn't surpass him of that, but he's right there neck and neck. He's power-wise, best ever. Speed-wise, he's definitely up there. He's got over 200 stolen bases.
Are we not counting A-Rod, just for clarity? Bartender, may I have another shot here, please? Thank you, buddy. Are we not counting Alex Rodriguez?
No, he's not. Because
of the steroids?
Because of his actual numbers. His power-wise, he went to third base.
Are we counting
Nomar? He counted to who?
Nomar? Who, with 350, 360? Are we not counting these guys?
Alex Rodriguez moved to third base. So
yeah,
you can't
after,
count
after
his
10 years.
Right, okay, but so his numbers weren't...
Well, that's why I ask you, so no way, Rod.
You can't because he moved to third base. Kyle Ripken moved to third base. Francisco Lindor's a shortstop.
Okay.
End of story.
What about Alan Trammell?
Again.
Are we going to count him?
What did he do?
Number one, he won an MVP. Number two, he won a World Series, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Last year, Lindor got robbed because Shohei Ohtani does two things, which he only did one of them last year, which was offense.
Yeah, I think that this is nuts. I don't know how else to say it. I appreciate the pushback.
Yeah, but BT, you're also pushback. Not understanding the fact that what Francisco Lindor does.
No, I understand. I just don't agree. And that's not at the all-time level. Come on, huh? The all-time
you
level.
Think that, okay, honestly, you think that Alex Rodriguez is a better shortstop defensively than Francisco Lindor?
Now, before you jump on me, let me answer. The answer is probably no.
Okay.
Hold on. Probably no. But all the other elements are so far in favor of A-Rod. The defensive advantage that Lindor does probably have, although young A-Rod at short was insane, but just to keep this thing moving, is not nearly enough to elevate him over A-Rod, who blasted him in every other statistical category.
Crazy Yankee seasons, that was all third base.
Do you remember what he did with the Rangers, dude?
I remember with the Rangers. He signed a huge contract.
Hold on. And then he said, get me out of here. I need another shot, sir. Alex Rodriguez, as a shortstop, I get it, hit .358.
That's great.
Oh, wait.
You're talking about... BT. Hold on
42 home runs.
Let me stop you right there. Stop with the batting average, because we've actually numbed down batting average so much. We know that batting average means nothing, and you want to know why it means nothing, is because the game has completely changed, where we can't even get guys to bat .300 now.
Well, I could give you OPS. I just went for that. How about 51 home runs? How about 149 RBIs? How about 53 home runs? How about 57? As a shortstop.
Again, great. Power numbers were amazing. Can't sniff what he could do on the field. Can't sniff what he does defensively. I don't care that he doesn't get a gold glove. That's just because people are idiots and don't recognize. Listen, Anthony Volpe has won a gold glove before. The guy can't play shortstop. But we're going to sit there and talk about, Francisco Lindor, won a gold glove.
Look, I got something for you here.
Go for it.
I don't know the answer, so I might not have some. I might have something
I don't
for
know
me.
The answers, period.
I just did the most basic, you're crazy, the most basic search. Now, it doesn't mean that it's right. But greatest shortstops of all time.
Sure.
I think that might be an interesting starting point. Maybe get us on an interesting road.
I think we're already there.
Yeah, well, true. Here's what pops up, man. You ready? I'm just going to blast through names because we don't have time to debate each one. Jeter, no order. Trammell, Ripken. I actually think Ripken's a little bit overrated. I've always said that. Honus Wagner, Ozzie Smith, A-Rod, Robin Yount, Barry Larkin, Ernie Banks, and then some old names I won't bore you with. More. Lindor's here. Let me tell you, they put him out there.
I love Ozzie Smith. You can't tell me that Ozzie Smith is even remotely close to Francisco Lindor offensively.
I'm not going
to
waste your time on that.
Yeah.
There's no way.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Lindor does everything well.
I think Barry Larkin's better than Lindor.
No, he's not.
Oh, stop.
No, he's not. No, because his batting average is better. I can't buy into that.
He's got 9 silver sluggers, dude.
Okay.
He's got a championship.
But the championship is arbitrary, dude,
he wasn't the pinch hitter. He was the main player on the team when they won the championship.
The teams that he was built around were amazing. Was he with part
of Big Red? He was the best player on the team.
With Big Red Machine?
Barry Larkin? Big Red Machine's 1975, 1974. Right. Johnny Bench, Joe Morgan, Tony Perez. I mean, you're talking about
Larkin. I don't remember the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, you missed it by 2 decades. All right, bartender, cut him off. Cut him off. No more for him. Cut him off. 888. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure this conversation will continue during the break. Lucky me, as he will walk in and feed me more Lindor stuff. I'm not Lindor hating. I'm not. But, well, I mean, God.